Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today.
Judge Tanya Chutkan is expected to decide on a start date for the D.C.-based trial. Trump's lawyers sought a 2026 date, while special counsel Jack Smith requested January 2024. In Georgia today, a judge will hear a motion to move former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' case to federal court. Experts say witnesses and arguments are likely to act as a mini-trial for D.A. Fonnie Willis's racketeering case against Trump and his 18 co-defendants. I'm Jerry Barmash.
President Biden says he and his wife Jill are grieving with the people of Jacksonville, Florida. In a statement from the White House, Biden expressed condolences over Saturday's racially motivated shooting that claimed the lives of three black people in a Jacksonville store. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines, two crashes on opposite ends of the earth, leaving at least four dead during a training exercise in Australia yesterday. An Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Scott Carr has details.
The comments from Vice Admiral Carl Thomas with the 7th Fleet follow the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas says he assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region, saying in a statement, "My forces are out here for a reason." The 7th Fleet is headquartered in Japan, the largest of the Navy's forward deployed fleets, and includes as many as 70 ships, 150 aircraft, and more than 27,000 sailors.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Simone Biles now holds a record for the most titles won by an American gymnast with her victory yesterday at the 2023 U.S. Gymnastics Championships in San Jose, California. Biles broke a tie with Alfred Joaquim, who competed 8 decades ago.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
Bob Barker being remembered across the entertainment industry. The legendary Price is Right game show host died Saturday at the age of 99 at his home in Los Angeles. Actor Adam Sandler posted a photo of himself alongside Barker on Instagram, saying that he loved talking and laughing with him. Current Price is Right host Drew Carey, who succeeded Barker as host in 2007, tweeted that he will carry his memory in my heart forever. Today, is National Bowtie Day.
Today we celebrate the fanciest of neckties, usually worn for formal occasions. It's National Bowtie Day. Bowsandties.com says only about 1% of men actually know how to tie one, which is why pre-tied clip-ons are so popular. It's Croatian from the 17th century, designed to hold a shirt collar together, pre-button, of course. It's said a man who wears one is considered confident, but women can wear them too. So grab your bow tie and fancy up the workday.
Gran Turismo took the top spot at the box office this weekend. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Alex McFarlane. He is the author, educator, and broadcaster who joins us now. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Bill, it's good to hear from you.
Hey, it's always great to be connecting with you. Let me ask you this question. What has Christianity done to people that is so bad that, you know, you've got states, you've got cities, communities wanting to squash Christian ministries? I mean, I know that's a broad question. And maybe some people have their own individual stories, but, you know, what is it that is causing people to react in such a manner? You know, because, you know, for me, and maybe I'm so Pollyannish, maybe I just think on the goodness of Jesus and I'm just so grateful for what, you know, God has done in my life and what I see, what he's done in others, what he's done for this country. And there's this movement, this hatred of God, that you go, wait a minute, who told you to hate God?
Yeah, wow. You know what, you're right. Christianity, what does it do for people? Well, it gives them new life in Jesus, hope, a sense of place, and a sense of value. I mean, Bill, you know, the secular world doesn't like the idea of a Bible that tells us how to live and how not to live. But the whole idea of human rights and the you know, integral worth and value of every human being, I mean, that comes from a biblical worldview.
But, exactly. So Alex, so they think that this is like a smorgasbord and you just go in and you just take whatever, you know, fits for your pistola? And that if, you know, right, you know, it's like, okay, I kind of buy in this deal that, you know, we shouldn't kill people. Well, where do you think that comes from? You know?
Well, exactly. But I got to say this. Dinesh D'Souza, have you ever had Dinesh on your show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Brilliant guy. And he's, besides being a colleague, he's a personal friend. Brilliant. And we hosted him in a series of debates several years ago. And the subject of anti-colonialism came up and getting Britain out of India. And, of course, being from India, you know, that's the subject he knows about. Somebody asked this question, what's Britain ever done for India? And Dinesh said, well, besides schools, literacy, hospitals, infrastructure, roads, a stable government, Christianity, and the betterment of the lives of millions of people, I guess nothing. And meaning that what did Britain do for India? Well, a whole lot.
Right.
And what's Christianity done for America? Stability, freedom, prosperity. And that's why when I hear about, and by the way, I've got an article on townhall.com. It just got posted yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which, depending on how events play out over the next few days, I'm going to challenge people. If the city of Myrtle Beach and the school board of Horry County, that's the county down there, if they merely to placate a tiny group of, you know, the LGBTQ mafia, if they evict Ground Zero, which is a wonderful ministry, I know there are several national ministries that we're going to call for a boycott of Myrtle Beach. Now, I'm not sure. It hasn't fully played out yet. And the leader of Ground Zero, I'll be speaking with several times today, and I'll have him on the American Family Radio Network from 3 to 4 today. But, Bill, I could give you this scenario in literally dozens of American cities. Here's a Christian ministry that for years has quietly gone about helping people. They feed homeless people. They have literacy programs, activities, and, yes, they share the gospel of Jesus, salvation. Mm. And Ground Zero, as a Christian ministry, operates on Christian principles. Well, a week ago, on Facebook and in communication with the mayor, Brenda Bethune is her name, they've basically demanded that because Ground Zero is Christian, and on their website they espouse Christian biblical values, they're demanding that the city of Myrtle Beach put them out of their building, that Ground Zero is no longer allowed to minister in public schools. And I've known this ministry for nearly 20 years. Mm-hmm. Here's the bottom line, Bill. The LGBTQ trans mafia, they would rather young people be hungry and homeless than hear about Jesus.
Exactly.
And I call on leaders everywhere to get some courage and say, you know, you can go live like you want to live, but we know morals and godliness were what built this nation, and we will not lose that merely to placate. I put it this way in my article. I said, look, gay, trans, sexual deviant, if you want to lose your soul, that's your prerogative. But don't fight against ministries helping young people find theirs.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's been enough empirical evidence of what happens when God leaves an institution. Like, for example, let's take the Ten Commandments out of the hallways of America's school system. How's that working for you?
Yeah.
People in their own lives and their own testimonies can tell you what happened when they chose to defiantly turn their back on God, and how what a regrettable decision that has come. But we can't talk about that. But, you know, we need those people who have experienced God in a mighty way to come forth and join with the rest of us to fight against this danger, because what is happening is these communities are heading for a cement wall that will not yield. They are going to crash themselves and their constituents against this cement wall, and they're going to get greatly injured as a result. And this is the heart of Jesus. It is the heart of his disciples and those that are following him, is that we do so to protect others. And so, Alex, I cannot thank you enough for bringing this to light and for encouraging, you know, our listeners in the body of Christ to come in. Because today it's Myrtle Beach, and it's ironic because Myrtle Beach at one time, as you write, was known as the city of churches. So yeah. It has fallen, right? It has fallen dramatically since that time of glory. But it doesn't mean that it has to continue that way, because we serve a God in heaven who is constantly there cheering us on that we would come back to him, right?
Amen. Amen. And as soon as we turn, a person, a family, a nation, as soon as we turn back to the Lord, he receives and restores.
Well, this is what's waiting for us, ladies and gentlemen, not only in Myrtle Beach, but in other communities across the country that are experiencing the same thing. We're with Dr. Alex McFarland. We've got more from Alex on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Also, you can catch us live on television every afternoon from 1 to 1:50 on Talk4 TV. They also carry us live on YouTube and then send us all over the world on 100-plus different streaming channels, podcast channels. It is amazing, you know, what God is doing and how he's using this ministry, Alex. I mean, it just, I just sit there. I'm in awe of this because doing this television show has been something that, you know, I've wanted to do from day one when I got back behind the microphone. And, I had to be patient. Waited for 15 years, for this opportunity to be realized. And here we are every day now, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock, live television and carried live on YouTube and then downloaded on these 100-plus podcast channels around the world with a footprint, they tell me, in excess of 30 million people. It's amazing.
Wow. Praise God. Well, that's the good news. I mean, my goodness, technology has just made the fulfillment of Christ's Great Commission completely possible in our lifetimes. And Bill, I appreciate you so much. I always love to talk with you. You're a very meticulous thinker. I have fun with you now. And folks, when Bill and I are at like conventions like NRB, one of the reasons I really enjoy visiting with you is because I can bring up any reference, biblical, historical, philosophical, pop culture, from, Aristotle to the Beatles. You get it. And you're a fun guy to converse with, Bill.
Well, God has blessed me and allowed me to live, enough life to where, and it's interesting, that you would bring this up, because I was told in my early years in broadcasting that I needed to live enough life to where I could relate to the audience. And here I am these decades later, and I can hear the echoes of my former father-in-law who admonished me in that said direction. And he was exactly right, as I've learned more and interacted with people such as yourself. I mean, this is such an incredible platform. We were talking with Paul Batura earlier from Focus on the Family.
And we used to work together.
Yeah, so what a great talent. And we were talking about the people that we interviewed, and particularly recently he had been doing a lot of a lot of consideration about Tim Keller and talking about Tim's background and the controversy that he was entangled in his latter years. But the breadth of work of Tim Keller there in New York is it's epic, and with all of us, I think with all of us that are in ministry, we're doing the best we can to co-labor with God. We are human. We're imperfect, and God loves us, and we do everything we can to honor his blessing, for the sake of the greater good of of the body of Christ. I mean, that's our commitment. This isn't you can't even think about that it's about you for one second, because God reveals himself and you just think, man, there's just no way. How do you do this without God,
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, let me chime in on that about the good done around the world. But first, let me throw out a little challenge to everybody listening. And I know you by virtue of the man you are, you have a very astute and literate listener base. I know that. Mm-hmm. Let me encourage everybody to attend to the life of the mind. In other words, be a reader. Be a lifelong learner. There's a requisite knowledge base just to understand the world. One of the books that I love, and my wife and I are readers. But here's a book. I'm a professor, so I guess I can give a homework assignment. But
okay,
there was a book several years ago called The New York Times Guide to Essential Knowledge, and it was edited by William Sapphire. And I know that New York Times is not the conservative's favorite newspaper, but that was a good kind of a one-volume history of the world. Books like Church History in Plain Language by Dr. Bruce Shelley. I would encourage people to read History of Civilization by Will Durant, who won the Medal of Freedom. And my point being, as we work to restore America, and that's what we want. We love our nation, and we know America was indeed built on biblical principles. That was the X factor, the secret sauce to our strength and prosperity and greatness was our moral foundation. As Francis Schaeffer said 50 years ago, he said that to restore Western civilization, we have to outthink, outserve, outgive, outdie this generation. And literacy and the life of the mind, really, it's a stewardship issue. If somebody's a Christian, you know, we're supposed to be good stewards. I believe, listeners, whether you're 15 years old or 99 years old, be a reader, be a learner, because it will keep your mind sharp. You'll always be growing. You'll gain new understanding. You'll say, oh, wow, the man that wrote the First Amendment is a Christian, Fisher Ames. And you know, the left uses the First Amendment to shoehorn their misguided, contrived idea of separation of church and state. Well, the man that wrote the First Amendment would have never dreamt of that. He wanted the Bible taught in public schools. But anyway, I think in leading and being the moral conscience of our country, one of the assignments for every God-fearing patriot is that we be as intellectually astute and sharp as we can possibly be.
One of the things that we say over and over again on the show, Alex, is that you must own your own knowledge. You know, don't say, well, that's what I heard, you know, Dr. McFarland say or Bill Martinez say. You know, hopefully what we say to you motivates you enough to where you do a deeper dive and you know this for yourself, because you have to do this because our country has been conditioned. Too many of the population have been conditioned to accept what the talking heads on TV or what social media says. You know, like a person here recently said that they believed everything. I mean, essentially what they said was they believed what they read in social media. He said, well, how did you know that? Who told you that? Well, social media. I had somebody the other day tell me, they don't trust United States main media anymore, so they get all their information religiously from Reuters, right? And okay, and so I go, oh, do you know who owns Reuters? Do you know who controls Reuters? It's the same people that controls Fox and many of the newsrooms across the country. It's Vanguard. Okay, so what kind of truth do you think you're getting when you have, you know, the likes of Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock controlling the narrative and telling you what you're supposed to believe? It, again, I reference what I wrote, about a year and a half ago. When I asked the people, I said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? Who told you? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happened. I mean, just like right now, here we are, you know, we're talking about people of faith and even in Jesus' time. Who told people to hate Jesus? Nothing
well,
new.
The establishment that had an agenda against him.
Exactly.
You know what? This is another Pandora's box for another conversation. I am convinced Donald Trump is the best president of my lifetime. With all due respect to Ronald Reagan, and I voted for Reagan in 1984, first election that I ever was old enough to vote in. And I love Reagan. I revere him. But Trump, I mean, the overturn of Roe versus Wade is absolutely due to Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett that Trump appointed. So we've got a nation to save. Read my article on townhall.com about Christian ministries everywhere that are at risk because of the LGBTQ trans mafia.
And what it would mean for your community if Christ was no longer there. Think about that. What if? Right?
That's right.
Dr. Alex McFarland has been our guest. Alex, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
And to you, my friend.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. President Biden says he and his wife Jill are grieving with the people of Jacksonville, Florida. This after Biden expressed condolences over Saturday's racially motivated shooting that claimed the lives of three black people in a Jacksonville store. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth, leaving at least four dead. A training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft crashed with 23 on board, killing three and injuring several others. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Gregory Stenstrom joins us now. He's the author of Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. He's going to talk about Donald J. Trump's latest indictment and the plan that Democrats have for the 2024 election. They are relentless, no doubt. Gregory Stenstrom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to reach out to your audience. Thanks for, having me.
Well, you know, we're in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. So much of the mainstream media has canceled the idea, which is amazing to me because you got roughly, you know, a majority of Americans saying that the election of 2020 was compromised, that their votes were neutralized, and we are supposed to believe that somebody who did something most incredible, never before, unheard of, unprecedented, ran a campaign out of a bunker, didn't go out and see anybody, had very little people at all attending any kind of campaign, whereas the his competition had thousands upon thousands of people attending his campaign meetings and rallies around the country. I went through 12 states, Gregory, right before the election. And all I saw was Trump Pence signs everywhere I went through 12 states. And I only saw three bumper stickers or any kind of flag for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And with all that, we are supposed to believe
that Joe Biden, 50 years of a rather mediocre career in politics, that somehow he was able to get 82 million votes. I'm sorry. It just doesn't add up. And I don't care if Bret Baier and anybody else with Fox News wants to just say, well, Bill, you know, you're terribly wrong. I don't know that I'm wrong. And I don't know that you're right either. Then, well, that's the bottom line.
It's, you know, for the safest and most secure election in history, you know, which was the narrative, the Democrat narrative and the media narrative for 2020, it's certainly front and center and top of mind for them 3 years later after they said, hey, we have to move on. And they're, you know, indicting President Trump and trying to remove him from, you know, ballots across from the ballots, state ballots and the federal ballot. It is beyond pale. We have the proof. I mean, one thing that people need to be rest assured of is, you know, we wrote the book, The Parallel Election. Mm-hmm. And we gave, at this point, after 3 years, all of the evidence we've presented is unrefuted, undisputed. President Trump has mentioned obliquely the case, you know, our cases and our evidence as late as Tucker when he mentioned McSwain, Bill McSwain, U.S. Attorney
right.
for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that during the Tucker, which is the biggest, I think it's the biggest event ever to happen on the internet, you know, one time. President Trump does everything big, as does Tucker. But, you know, we've had the evidence for 3 years, and it's entered mm-hmm. and going to finally be heard in the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania in defamation suits that Leah Hoops and myself, who are the authors of Parallel Election, we're co-defendants with President Trump mm-hmm. in a couple of defamation suits. So we've entered all of this evidence into the public record in Philadelphia. Common Pleas, the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania, with the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney General's Office, the Department of Justice, Inspector General's Office, the FBI, National Archives. In July of just last month, I submitted criminal allegations with the House Judiciary and Jim Jordan detailing federal obstruction of election fraud by U.S. Attorney General Barr, former U.S. Attorney General Barr, Rosen, mm-hmm. Inspector General Horowitz, Director of the FBI, you know, Chris Wray. These are formal allegations that we've submitted, and I think mm-hmm. a big part of what they're doing is, you know, 83% of the people in the country, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, believe there was election fraud, and we can prove it. Without a doubt, we have a mountain of evidence. President Trump is not exaggerating that case.
Mm-hmm. Gregory, is this just in Pennsylvania alone, or are you talking about the other critical swing states that were involved?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. It's the subtitle of the book is A Blueprint for Deception. Mm-hmm. And real quick for your listeners, there's 3,143 counties, wards, and parishes in the United States that make up the 50 states, 3,143. As people know, they've heard the swing states. So there's usually 5 to 8 swing states per election. Well, mm-hmm. accordingly, there's 20 to 32 pivot counties, swing counties. That's it. It only takes 20 counties in the United States to swing the entire national election. And they only needed to focus on those 20 locations. So
right.
Delaware County was one of the 20. And I'll mention the other ones so people will hear it. Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Allegheny, Chester County in Pennsylvania, Fulton County and DeKalb County in Georgia, Maricopa County and Pima County in Arizona, Antrim County and Wayne County in Michigan. And I could go on, but I think people here will get the point that mm-hmm. the counties that they targeted and put in centralized counting centers, those were the targets, and our counties alone, there was a blueprint for each county, and they mm-hmm. subverted the national election. We have an illegitimate government, and we've accused, we know who did it. We know what they did, how they did it. We have thousands of pages of FOIA requests at this point, a large evidentiary base that proves President Trump's innocence of the most current charges and indictments. One of the people we charged criminally, I charged criminally, which was Jack Smith, who is the one who wrote the indictment on Trump. And we charged him with very clear allegations of criminal obstruction of federal investigations. And given,
Gregory, again, when you say you charge him, help our audience understand how you're able to charge. How are you doing this? Are you doing this? Metaphorically. I mean, how are you actually charging?
With actuality, people again, people don't understand. I'm an expert in fraud with a broad background in fraud. Recovered. $250 million just for the state of Pennsylvania in fraud, public corruption specifically.
Right.
Billions of dollars for public corporations. That's with a B as in boy and S as in plural.
Right.
And I was recruited to go to the voting center in Delaware County as with a statutory role as a certified poll watcher and a authorized representative. Those are statutory roles. So it's not just wasn't just a concerned citizen or a poll observer. These are statutory roles. In November 3rd, we witnessed fraud, 200,000 fraudulent ballots of 330
in Delaware.
In Delaware County alone, State, just the county.
Right.
And on November 4th, we filed our first lawsuit, Leah Mahoops and myself. On November 7th, I called William McSwain, who I had a cell phone number. I'm not best friends with him, but we run in the same circles, and he was very well aware of who I was and investigations I've conducted for the federal, state, and municipal governments. So he knew who I was, and we run in the same circles. So I called him on his cell phone and said, "Hey, Bill, we need to take forensic images of several of these machines, and we can prove that there was massive election fraud." And I submitted a 26-page declaration, very, very detailed, with photographs, machine names, precinct names, highly detailed. Within 2 hours, that went through the entire Department of Justice, FBI, the SIGI, which is the Inspector General, National Security Council, CIA, multiple Pennsylvania, U.S. congressmen and senators. It rippled through the entire government in 2 hours. So what happened was, over the next 2 days, William Barr, they crafted the memorandum that most people heard, that he said there's no evidence of quote-unquote widespread election fraud.
Hold it there.
They responded.
Gregory, hold it there. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Gregory after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, in spite of the mainstream media trying to gaslight the American public into believing there was no election fraud in 2020, of course, polls by Rasmussen continue to reveal that a majority of Americans believe that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Gregory Stenstrom is with us, author of the book Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Gregory's background, so you understand, he's a former naval officer, Naval Academy graduate, strong background in fraud and fraud detection. I mean, he has discovered billions of dollars. I bet you could have all kinds of fun with the current Biden brand shenanigans that's been going on. Gregory, I just tell you, I'm certainly not at any kind of close to the level of understanding, fraud. But some obvious things to me stick out regarding, the Biden shenanigans that have taken place. And I believe that, when they talk about $10 million, $20 million, I think that's chump change. I think there is a lot more money involved here, and that it goes beyond the Biden brand. I mean, you have to look at, what the Clinton Foundation has done, what John Kerry has done, and also to consider that a lot of this took place in recent time, not only during the Clinton years, when Bill Clinton was president, but also under Barack Obama. Barack Obama right now has been able to operate unscathed and not looked at regarding, all this corruption that has occurred when he was in the Oval Office.
Absolutely. I think, before we move on to the, I left off with the November 7th, and before I move on to the November 9th, and I think it's important to know that, over the past 3 years, what we've determined and what we've been able, to investigate and learn is that it's a relatively small group of people that are doing all of this, that are the creators of most of the most horrible ailments our country is facing right now. Mm-hmm. They were formed in 1978. It was called the Council. Mm-hmm. And the Council was an outcome from Watergate, where they said, hey, we need some people who are untouchables, who can investigate government fraud. And I think the intentions initially were good. But the people they appointed is they took 12 inspector generals. They took the top echelon of the FBI, top echelon of the DOJ. And the under the inspector general, there's a group called the PIN. It's the public integrity sector. They call it the PIN because I don't think they wanted to call it the PIS. And then it's associated with them is the Office for Professional Responsibility and then the Criminal Referral Office. And what's happened, take any ailment that you just said, you know, day six, Hillary, Hunter Biden, vaccines, the elections. These are all objects of the subject of state capture. This small group of people run our country. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think it's the politician. They report to the politicians. It's the other way around.
Yes.
The politicians report to this small group called the Sticky mm-hmm. or the Council. And these are the people we've charged with the House Judiciary and given them a means. There are legislative means to address these people. And Barr, Rosen, Ray, Smith, you know, Pilger, you know, any number of people in the special counsels that are assigned, all the names are going to ring familiar. If you look at every indictment and every grand jury investigation, special counsel assignment over the past 50 years, but specifically you mentioned Hillary Clinton, Obama, Biden, it's all the same people. And what's more horrifying is that before them, it was their fathers and grandfathers. So this is a family affair. Long-standing, and the best way I could describe it probably is if anybody here is familiar with the movie, it was Robert De Niro did the movie The Good Shepherd, and it had Matt Damon in it as and it showed it was a Cold War thriller showing the origins of the CIA, you know, from World War II into the Cold War, and Matt Damon plays who you know the person who becomes the head of covert operations for the CIA. So the theory there being that you know the intelligence agents are running the country, but it's not them. But Joe Pesci plays the role of Lucky Luciano. And near the end of the movie, they're about to deport Joe Pesci, who's playing Lucky Luciano. And he said, you know, the Italians, we have our food. Blacks have their music. And he names several ethnic groups and racial groups and says, you know, we all have these things that are ours. What do you have? And Matt Damon looks him square in the face and he says, we have the United States of America. And you're all just visitors here. And I think when you look at that in a small group of people, and it is a small group of people, that we know who's doing this. And who now, once people know who the target is and who is doing all this, these people are obstructing every investigation and controlling the government. They can go after any judge, any politician, U.S. senators, congressmen. They can squash whistleblowers, and they basically have unlimited powers, lifetime appointments and 15-year appointments. And every organization, every intelligence agency, you have the director, which is, you know, generally it's an appointed position subject to review by the, our Congress. But there's a dotted line to an inspector general. There's 74 U.S. inspector generals now, 74. In 1978, they started out with 12. But if you look at it, every single agency, federal agency, IRS, pick an agency, they all have a dotted line to the IG, and that ID determines who's going to get investigated, who's not going to get investigated. And what they did with our elections is they federally obstructed investigations, and we have the proof of that. Irrefutable. The emails spell it all out.
Who's at the top of the food chain, Gregory, on this? I mean, we're, you know, I've heard numbers, you know, a couple of hundred, anywhere from a couple hundred to 500, but there's got to be a key cabinet.
Much smaller.
A key cabinet of maybe, what, a dozen?
Yeah, I would say it's somewhere around that. I mean, if you look at the council, they're a council of relative equals. You know, between the DOJ, the Inspector General Corps, and the CIGI is what they call it, C-I-G-I-E, and then the FBI. So that's the core of the council. And if you look at the top echelon of that, you know, the directors and the deputies, I would say it's a group of relative equals, but I think the top of the food chain there is probably Inspector General Horowitz. Now, remember, if you look at the judiciary and the oversight, you've got Grassley, Raskin, and so forth. And if you look back in history, the whole goal of this group and these specific men in particular was progressive social reconstruction. Now, I think people have heard we're going to fundamentally transform the United States.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they authored the book on this. Okay, so they've been using this book as a guideline. Actually, it goes back to even earlier to 1963 when they read in the communists, you know, the 43 communist objectives into the congressional record and then cemented it with the council in 1978. They refined it in 1988, again in 2008, and they have created this organization with a vice clamp on the mechanisms of the United States. So when people, I always hear, oh, the Soros or the Zuckerbergs or the cabal, the World Economic Foundation. These guys, no one can touch these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know the Federal Reserve gets funny with them. Hey, we're going to make you go away, and we'll print our own money. WF gets out of line. The World Economic Foundation with that group of people, I hear them mentioned quite a bit. They pale in comparison to the weaponization of the entire U.S. government that this council can apply. So this council that I'm talking about on November 9th of 2020 generated this memorandum that said there's no evidence of widespread election fraud. So the operative word
and everybody fell in line. Right on down, one domino after another. This demonstrates just how much power that they have, that even the Supreme Court, I think Alito was the only one to say, you know, we need to be open to consider and to look into this, but everybody else was God's frozen chosen. Nobody wanted to, you know, talk about this.
We'll take a look at what happened. When anyone got out of the line, Comer from Oversight, even Jordan, Judge Alito, all of a sudden an investigation pops up. Oh, we're investigating you for, you said bad words to your high school sweetheart, or, you know, we're looking into, you know, a plane ride you shouldn't have taken. So they exert their power very strategically and very tactically, but what's happening is, with the January 6th as an example, the fact of the matter is the DOJ did not produce exculpatory evidence regarding why they left the Capitol doors open.
Exactly.
You know, why were the barricades removed? Why did they invite people? Why were FBI agents the majority of the people at the phalanx, at the front, waving people into the Capitol?
Yeah.
Why did Pence, you know, certify the vote at 2 o'clock in the morning to an empty Capitol? So these things that they refuse to investigate are very similar. Now we look at the election here in Pennsylvania. We submitted formal disclosures, and I had a statutory role. I wasn't just Joe Citizen saying, "Oh, I'm going to report this to the government."
Right.
I had a statutory role. I reported it in accordance with the law. I'm a protected federal whistleblower. As a result, we have federal protected witnesses that are involved, and this is a serious federal matter.
Exactly. And our conversation needs to continue, Gregory Stenstrom. Thank you right now for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen.